Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, brings that when Nebuzaradan came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so he had 300 axes of a type of iron that could destroy iron. So Gemara says that 299 of them he used up and they broke, and he had one left, and he was going to give up. The Gemara says that Abascal came and said that he should continue, and in the end he smashed the gate of Yerushalayim, and he went in and he was killing his way into the Beis HaMikdash. And in the end, the Gemara brings that he was nisgoya, that he took credit. So the Gemara says, Kazicha daite, nafka baskala, v'amule, amakatila katalta, hechla kalya kalisa, kimcha tchina tachinta. You killed a nation that's already dead. You burnt the hechel that's already burnt. You ground up wheat, you ground up flour that's already ground. Ready ground up. The Gemara brings a pasuk for this. Why did Nebuzaradan have to use up his 299 axes first? It was to bring home this message that really it was not Nebuzaradan that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It was Klal Yisrael that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It was Amak Tila Katalta, Hechla Kalya Kalisa. Already burnt. It was already burnt. It didn't look like it was burnt, but it was already burnt. This is really a yisayid that we find over and over again, that we mix up cause and effect. We take a look at something. A causes B. I once saw an article, and the headline was that people who drink Diet Coke are generally fatter. And it was something along the lines of somehow this causes people to gain weight. And of course, really, it's the opposite. People who are generally fatter drink Diet Coke, not the other way around. And we look at the world and we take a look and we see different things. We see somebody's rich and he gives tzedakah. Maybe it's because he's supposed to give tzedakah, therefore the Rebbeinu Shem gave him money, or because the Rebbeinu Shem knows he's gonna support certain causes, so the Rebbeinu Shem gave him the money. Maybe it's because really it's an assignment for him, his wealth, and therefore the Rebbeinu Shem gave him his money. The Rambam brings, the famous Rambam in the Akdamah to Perush Mishnayos, he says, "Ein lo la kadosh baruch hu v'ilama yoladalet amas shel halacha." So the Rambam learns, he gives a mashal. Somebody built a palace, and after many years, the palace was destroyed, and there's a wall left, and a tzaddik comes, and he takes shade in the wall. So the Rambam says the whole palace in the first place was in order for this tzaddik to take shade in the wall. Ein lo la kadosh baruch hu v'ilama yoladalet amas shel halacha. Everything really revolves around Avodas Hashem, around people who are Laim Dei Torah, around Tzadikim, and everything else in the world is just a means for Klal Yisrael, for the Bnei Aliyah, for people who are being Avdim, in order to accomplish what they need to accomplish. It could be L'tayv Asam, it could be as an Nisayim for them, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that they'll use positively, but it could be something that's an Nisayim for them. But it's we look at somebody has money, he gave tzedakah. We don't look at he has tzedakah, he needs to give tzedakah, and therefore he has money. We don't look that somebody is a chayla, right? Somebody chas v'shalom is a chayla. So we don't look at it, oh, he did kach v'kach, and therefore he became sick. No, maybe he was supposed to be sick, and therefore he did kach v'kach. Here, Nebuzaradan comes, and he takes his hatchet, he takes his axe, and he breaks the wall. So you think, oh, the axe broke the wall. The tank broke through the gates. No, that's not what happened. Really, the gates were supposed to be broken, and therefore he had an axe that could break the wall. It's amatchina tachanta. it's already, it's kimcha tchina tachanta. You're already, the flour's already ground up. You're grinding up already ground up flour. And the truth is that when we look at all of our Avaida, really we're supposed to, this is the goal. The goal is to use the means that we have, the family we have, the situation that we're in. And we're supposed to look at it and say, this, the tachlis of where we are, what city we live in, all the things that combine to form our situation, our personal situation, our Klal Yisrael situation. It's not back, it's not forwards, but it's backwards. The goal is the Aveda. It's not as a result of the situation we have the Aveda, but it's because we have the Aveda that we have the situation that we're in. The Ramchal asks the Kasha. He says we find different promises that the Rebbe Shlomo made, different Avtachas. There's going to be a Mashiach. There's going to be Klal Yisrael will never be destroyed. There's going to be a Kibbutz Galias. There's going to be different, all the Avtachas we find. So he says, how does that reconcile with the fact that there's a Bechira? How do the two things go together? So the way I understand his answer is, I'll give a mashal that the maybe you've read one of these books where Reuven comes into the store and there's two doors. There's a door, a red door and a blue door. If he takes the red door, go to page 42. If he takes the blue door, go to page 67. So you go to page 67, you took the blue door, you go to page 67. Reuven goes through the blue door and there's a crocodile on the other side and eats him. You go to the gray page 34, red door, and Reuven, there's a boat. Reuven goes on the boat, and now if he goes upstream, so go to page 42. If he goes downstream, go to page 3. Right? So you go to each one leads to different endings, the different endings to the book. So the way I understand the Ramchal, what the Ramchal is saying is he's saying for the Rebbe Shlomo's book, there's one ending. The one ending is all the haftachas that the Rebbe Shlomo promised. Klal Yisrael could get there different ways, like Rabbi Weimer Zechayin Avrocha once said. He said Klal Yisrael could have come back to Eretz Yisrael, or Bechupim, or Mchailas, and all the old great, be covered of Teferis. Instead, we came in the ashes of 6 million. That Haftacha had to be Mekuyim, that Klal Yisrael, at least the start of a Kibbutz Galias, whatever status we're holding in, but that it didn't have to be on the ashes of 6 million, but it had to come. The same thing is true in our personal lives. Our personal lives, that's really what this Gemara is telling us. Our personal lives, Klal Yisrael, each thing, there's certain results, certain parameters that need to be set in our lives. And if in order for us to do the Avaida that we need to do, once those parameters are set, so now we have our Avaida. But the parameters don't set the Avaida. The Avaida sets the parameters. This person is supposed to be sitting in the basement. So he's given all the kelim and all the tools and all the nesyanis that go along with that. And another person, he's supposed to be, I don't know, atzala person, or he's supposed to be. So he's given the tools and the chush and the kelim and the opportunities, etc., in order to do that. Well, there will be becher to do what he's supposed to do. So that's his bechira. That's where the bechira comes in. But as far as the parameters that were set, it's not as a result of the parameters that he has as Avaida, but his Avaida sets what the parameters are going to be. And the Rebbe Shlomo is misaviv his whole situation in order for him to do his Avaida. Bez Hashem, we should take from the upcoming Tisha B'Av this Yisoid of Kimcha Tchina Tachanta. We should take a look and see that our Avaida is based, we could take a look, Avada, at our situation, at our Keiches HaNefesh, our Nisyanis, and determine what our Avaida is supposed to be, Beis Hashem. We should also be Oymed in our Nisyanis, and Taka bring the Bekar of the Geulah Shleimah.